Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, Beyonce is living up to her name as the Queen Bee. She's building a honey farm.
I'm gonna get hate for this, but I do feel like it's a little on the nose, Beyonce. You couldn't pick a different animal, you know?
Could you imagine if Jordan hired this for Rose's birthday?
First of all, they wouldn't have made it inside the house.
How would you deal with the death of a beloved pet? Chloe believes a great way is through taxidermy.
This is sick!
She taxidermied her cat into the position I think her cat died in.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome back. Nina and Hunter are here as always.
Yes.
Hi,
guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Look, it's a good color combo, but yeah. Me and Morgan went a little brown, and yeah. Nina popping right now.
Popping right now.
Oh. Like a little genie in a bottle vibe.
There you go.
It.
You know the vibe.
Oh.
We're so subdued. All right, let's get started because Beyonce is living up to her name as the Queen Bee. She told Harper's Bazaar she's building a honey farm and even raising bees on her roof. You guys, stars, they're into this farm life. All of it. What do you think about this?
Well, you guys know there's a bee shortage.
There is a bee
shortage. There is a shortage of bees. That's not funny, Seth.
I'm not mad about it.
It's real life. Okay. Beyonce is actually kind of saving the world.
Again. Doing it again, Beyonce.
They really are important to like the
ecosystem, everything. Yeah. Yep.
I'm gonna get hate for this, but I do feel like it's a little on the nose, Beyonce. You couldn't pick a different animal. You know, it's a little I see the branding.
You know, and did you know that if the queen dies and they try to bring a new queen in, the hive will kill her?
But then how do you identify who the new queen is? Does everyone have to get along? Is there a meeting? How does that work?
Yeah, they have like a little meeting. When she comes in, she looks different. She has like a different little spot on her.
You know who the queen is. Queen's coming in, and this is not even a bit, but the queen comes in with a fat ass, you know?
Is that what happens?
All the other bees got these tight little bodies on them, and then the queen comes in, Megan Thee Stallion style, and everybody knows.
Okay, I'm into
it. They either love her or they hate her. It happens pretty quick.
That's what happens when you're on top, though, right? People don't like you all the time. Just saying. We love Beyonce, though. Anyway, Lil Nas X just dropped a major love confession. He just told Variety that he thinks he's found the one. We're happy for him, but he's only 22 years old. Isn't that the time? It was for me, at least, but isn't that the time where you mess up, you mess around, you screw everybody? No?
Yeah, you're not meeting the love of your life at 22. Most of us are not.
No.
There are some of us that, you know, like, you said you met Jordan at that age?
Yeah, well, yes.
But then y'all broke up for a long time.
We took some time off, exactly.
You weren't ready at 22.
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
But, like, if I was with the guy I was with at 22, I'd be out of here.
I thought...
I would have been out of here a long time ago.
Okay.
Like, it's... No.
I was under the impression 30 was the around age.
I mean, for you it is. This is how I feel. I feel like when you're that famous that quickly, because it's like the fame happens fast.
So true.
You want like some normalcy. So I think a relationship with intimacy provides normalcy. So sometimes you feel like it's more than it really is.
100%.
Oh, every time. It doesn't matter what age you are. Every time like I think I go on a date with somebody and I actually want to go on a second date, in my mind I go, met her.
Yeah.
This is the one.
Not just in your mind. You come in here all in love. And
you guys have seen it twice, really, genuinely twice, where I was like, I went on one date with the girl, but as always, we didn't have sex yet.
Yeah.
That's always the case.
You don't like when they give it up too soon because then you lose interest.
But I also don't like when they don't give it up too soon, you know?
It's a mess.
Oh, my
You're a mess.
God. All right. Heidi Pratt is going full petty, and we love it. She went on the call.
Oh, we're calling her Heidi Pratt.
Heidi Pratt. Heidi Pratt. Heidi Montag. She went on the Call Her Daddy podcast and brought up some past Hills drama about Lauren Conrad.
When that whole Spencer thing happened, she's like, if you date Spencer, you're off the show. How dare you? And I'm not your dog. Like, yeah, I appreciate you getting me on the show, but that doesn't mean you own me. Yeah. And you can tell me what to do in my life.
I feel like you may have had this, right? In past relationships, have you ever had a best friend that started to butt into your relationship when she felt like she didn't like your boyfriend?
Sometimes it's like people need to mind their business. And then sometimes you have to think, like, what's going on that I'm missing? Mm. Because sometimes you have the rose-colored glasses on.
100%.
But what I don't think is cool is if this really did happen, if Lauren said, if you date him, you're off the show, that's, to me, over the line. But I do think she had a right to say, well, Spencer can't be on the show because this is my show.
I think
he can't be on the show. You can date him if you want to.
I think that that's probably what the conversation was like.
Have you ever been in that situation?
I think people probably liked my boyfriends more than they liked me.
Yeah, I like Jordan a lot.
He's a nice guy.
I love him.
He's a nice guy.
It's nice that you never had that issue. What about you? Have you had people give you ultimatums over your partner?
No.
Yeah.
People don't meet my partners. the truth is, like, I will not introduce someone to my family or my friends until, like, we're pretty serious.
I think it's important to kind of wait, though, to introduce people to people who you care about until you're really solid.
That's a privilege, you know?
Agreed.
Because I used to be very much like, it would be, like, the first or second date. And I'd be like, come, you know, meet me and my friends at this bar or whatever. Mm. And I learned I had to stop doing that because it's just, and sometimes when you don't know how someone is drunk and then you bring them around your friends, you're like, what? You are a crazy person.
That's
happened to me where it's been like early in the dating phase and they've come around my friends and acted a fool. And my friends don't, you think I don't mince words. Like, they like, who the f*** is this?
Yeah.
You know, like, get him out of here.
But so, don't you feel like, I mean, I know we can't talk about this forever, but don't you also feel like he was probably a little nervous to meet your friends for the first time and got overly drunk? Don't you feel like they do that sometimes?
Can happen.
Yeah, I feel like I've been in that situation where I'm like, calm down. Don't be such a loser. It's
right,
okay.
Right.
Like, relax.
It's a tricky spot to be in. You gotta play it cool, but just don't get pissy drunk.
No pissy drunk. No pissy drunk.
We've gotten pissy drunk before. We're great around each other drunk on the stream.
Oh, yeah. It was fun. But it was also the setting, though. Because we weren't in public.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of times when Nina and I will do drinking or something, we don't really do it in public.
What?
We do
right.
like a little private time.
Oh my God. Like private. I get that. You want your time together. It's all good. I feel like you have a
Nobody
full imagination.
Nobody believes you anymore. Boy who cried wolf.
Are you kidding me? Look at your comments. On every photo, someone goes, where's daddy?
Or oh, something. My God. Nobody says, where's daddy? Don't nobody say, where's daddy, Hunter? Shut up.
I'm going to comment, where's daddy
People
today?
Do sometimes.
All right. Enough of you. Meg Thee Stallion just revealed she keeps her inner circle tight. She told Essence Magazine there are only about 4 friends she really trusts. That's a lot. Are you guys that guarded? Do you have a tight-knit group? I mean, you have a brother and maybe a friend named Hunter that we haven't, or a friend named
Hudson.
Hudson
Lutheringshausen. Anyway, I
but
love...
we never met.
This is a fake name. Are you
we
crazy?
We can't get him up. If he doesn't answer the FaceTime
him.
He is not a real person.
He FaceTimed me earlier while I was doing
dating.
Yeah.
He FaceTimed when you went to another school.
Yeah.
Like, shut up.
He does go to a different school. He's literally getting his master's. Anyway, I love a woman.
FaceTime him.
I'm FaceTiming him right now.
Are you?
I will...
He's not going to answer,
okay,
and
well,
he is not
I
real
say,
once again.
Oh, my God. This is actually... I want to say... He might be going through something right now. Because this is true. He's not, he hasn't answered yet.
He does not exist.
No. Oh, Hudson.
Oh, no.
They want to meet you.
We need to make sure you're real, Hudson.
Are you a real person?
Hudson's real. Hudson's real.
We need to make sure. He's been spilling your name.
Hudson.
Mr. Snuffleupagus is alive.
By the way, did you hear the screech
You're on Nightly Pop.
Voice?
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I guess I blew my cover, though.
Yeah, the bit could have gone on forever.
Hudson, what's your last name?
Lutheringshausen.
Oh, my God.
They didn't believe any of it. But I love you, baby. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Have fun.
All right, bye.
Wait, by the way, it literally looked like someone picked him up from school on time for the first time. When he picked up that phone call, you were like, Hudson, thank God. You were really happy.
Nervous. You were shook. You was a little shaky over there.
Like, someone loves me. They're coming to get me. I mean, holy
Hudson exists.
Yep.
Thank God.
No, I think.
And you know, well, you know how.
Yeah. Look at my baby. Look at my buddy.
This is how sad this is. Hunter is so excited to show he has one friend.
One friend. All right, we have to take a break, but coming up, a birthday party gets a legendary visitor and the kids lose their That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you get a six-year-old for their birthday party? Well, maybe don't hire creepy-looking Bigfoot because your kids could freak the f*** out.
Oh.
Why would they do that?
Because she let the husband pick it. All the men think this is funny.
Who the f*** hires something like this for a six-year-old?
What? Could you imagine if Jordan hired this for Rose's birthday?
First of all, they wouldn't have made it inside the house. That's number one. I would have vetoed that outside in the yard. And I will say, as a mom now, hearing those kids that upset gets me differently.
There's a picture I have of my mom taking me to a local fair. And I kid you the f*** not, I'm wearing a little Oreo cookie necklace. I was so happy. And she took me in this f***ing clown.
No.
And then, I kid you not, put me on his lap. And I in the picture, I'm literally like, I'm devastated. To this day, that's why I can't f*** with him.
No,
you don't like clowns.
No.
One year, my mom hired a magician. Magician showed up 3 hours late to my birthday party, coked out of his mind. Dude, bloodshot eyes, was like, let's get the magic going.
I swear to God.
He then starts doing normal magic tricks, and then he goes, who wants to get hypnotized? My mom agrees, because nobody else does. And in my kitchen, on my family's chairs, she was stiff as a board, and he pulls one of the chairs away, and she's floating in the living room. That was my favorite birthday.
Is that a real
That's a real story.
I had a freaky birthday. I just remember Aladdin and Jasmine came once, and I loved being in the turquoise outfit, and then they wanted me to change into the wedding dress, and I was like, no, way. I flipped out. The long covered wedding dress when she gets married to Aladdin, I was not happy.
You
that
were
was
like,
the
this
most.
This is not for me. I'll do this twice later in my life.
No, this was the most. You're right. Correct. I wanted to save it for a rainy day, bitch. All right, whatever. We have another story from the UK's This Morning. It's somehow heartwarming and it's also very disturbing. Their guest, Chloe, has found a very unique way of paying homage to her pets.
How would you deal with the death of a beloved pet? Chloe believes a great way is through taxidermy.
Is that a
Chloe
cat?
Is here now, and alongside her on the sofa there is her cat, Nikki, deceased. How much comfort does it give you having Nikki with you still?
So much comfort, because I just hated the fact of parting with my animals or burying them and that and never seeing them again.
I can see nothing wrong with having your pet taxidermied. But you did this yourself.
I did, yeah. No,
and you've become quite inventive, quite artistic about this. Now, we've got a number of examples here in front of us, and these are all animals that have come Chloe's way. Explain this first one for me.
I work with dressage horses, so that inspired this, and it's like dressage theme, a little squirrel riding the rabbit, and then a little rat riding the horse.
She does her own taxidermy and then puts them on little horses?
And where did she taxidermy a horse that small?
She taxidermied a squirrel and then taxidermied a bunny?
And put it
and
on.
And put them together?
That's actually funny.
And it's pulling on the bunny's
That's really
ears?
Funny. The one thing I don't like that she did is she taxidermied her cat into the position I think her cat died in.
Oh, my God.
Stand
it's very
up.
Good. good point, because why would you want your, wouldn't you want your cat to be upright and have eye contact if you wanted your cat near you to capture the essence?
This way it fits into your purse.
Oh my God. Get the f*** out of here. This is crazy.
It's crazy.
I wonder if she's single.
Yeah, that's your type.
You could DM that girl and she would fly here next week for you. Yeah.
She'd fly here with a bunch of...
taxidermy his ass quick. Yeah.
She'd have a bunch of cotton when she came. She'd be like, "You, what size are you?"
And since we like to celebrate the classics, we have a special treat for Throwback Thursday. The A&E series Beyond Scared Straight needs to be brought back because no other show has Ice Mike teaching valuable lessons to kids.
Ice mother Mike. My name Mike, MA number 4151. I hate seeing you young bitches come up in here trying to be tough.
And what's your problem? You want to fight? Huh?
What the you doing in here? Talk to me, mother.
Stealing?
Stealing. I'm in here for stealing out of Walmart. They trying to give me 8 years for a damn iPod. But you want to steal. I would tell you, excuse me for spitting on you, but you.
Love that show growing up.
It Ice really Mike. Is one of my favorite shows.
I mean, if Ice Mike was screaming at me, I would be scared.
Problem is, and you can see it in like later seasons, they'll show clips, the kids stop being scared because, or at least a lot of them, because they realize they're not going to do anything to them, which is why I would write in and I would say, every once in a while, you should let one of these inmates beat the
Is the thing. Have you ever stolen anything?
Yeah. One time I stole a wallet and a laser pointer. It was like in
you
one...
You stole somebody's wallet?
No. It was from a store. It didn't have anything in it. It was like I just wanted
you
a new wallet.
You stole an empty wallet? Who the f*** steals an empty wallet?
Well, I didn't realize it was empty till I got home, Nina. I didn't want to open it in the store.
He knew it was empty.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
No, I just like the wallet.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Uh-huh. I've told you guys, eyelashes and milk.
And my f***'s random?
Wait, why?
From Rite Aid on
at the same time?
Yeah, I needed milk, and then randomly, why did I need milk? And then lashes, Ardell, Indivigies.
Were you scared?
Was this recent?
I feel like that's happened a few times. I think I was like 20. Swear to God.
What about you? You stolen?
Yeah. When I was younger.
Oh,
I was
younger.
Not a lot, because I was really terrified of my dad.
Mm.
But one time in college, I was really broke, and it was not like fun stealing. I was like, I gotta eat some food. Like,
oh
I was
my
like,
God, Nina, yeah. No! And now you have two cars. We have to take another break, but coming up, an honest date is hard to find, especially when your girl forgets her wallet or you guys got a family secret. I feel like this is about you, too. Hater Debater is next. Welcome back. All right, when the internet gets out of control, we're here to make sense of it or make it worse. We'll see what happens. It's time for Hater Debater. Partners clean up for us, but this woman's husband of 18 years may have taken things too far.
This is my apartment after I came back home from Vegas. Came home to my apartment completely wiped out. My husband left. He left me my jewelry here in this room here. And then cleared out the closet here, which y'all come to like. Cleared out the closet here and left the wedding dress in here. I'll leave that right there for him.
Oh, the leaving the wedding dress is sad.
When I moved out of Jordan's house the first time we dated, I took a Louis Vuitton suitcase. Like, I took some things that are now back in the house we live in.
Was he pissed when you took them?
No, he didn't say a word to me. Now I'm like, honey, look, you get to have these things again. They're all back in the house.
Did you show him?
Of course, I was like, look, I've been carrying this bag for, and you know what? I think that energy and that memory of keeping it around, I swear to God, led us back to each other.
Oh my gosh.
Because stealing from your partners is good.
It worked out. And when I moved out in another relationship, I kept things very fair and very even.
Well, you know, I do think there's something to be said for us. Sometimes I think people do stuff to get you to react. And I'm very big on not reacting. So even if I was pissed, I wouldn't have said anything just because it's just like, there's no reason to continue the conversation about a pot, a pan, you took, you know, this thing. But there was a couple things when my ex moved out where like he had like a couple duffel bags. And I was like, you know, you can't take that. Like, you know, it's like, stop it. Like, come on. I was like, you really gonna take the deep fryer? Like, you know what I mean? It was just kind of thing.
In my first like adult relationship.
You're only. All right, this guy says he had the date from hell. She was rude and complained about everything. So when she told him she forgot her wallet, he only paid for his half of the meal and ditched her. Did she get what she deserved? Yes, it was a first date. She was rude, complained the whole time. So he was like, F*** you. I'm just going to pay for my half of the dinner and ditch you. I think it's not cool no matter what. You took the risk of going on a date. You've gone on plenty of dates that I know you don't want to pay for, and you pay for them, I hope.
I do. I pay for all my first dates, but there is a part of me that...
Wait. Do you not pay for your second dates?
No,
I pay... on second dates.
Yeah, there's no second date. I pay for all the dates that I go on, literally until, like, I'm in a relationship and they want to buy coffee or something. But there is a part of me that just thinks to himself, like, good for that guy for kind of stay. If she was that awful, I mean, she's probably that awful to every guy she goes on dates with, and she probably keeps getting her meals paid for. And I'm kind of happy that at least one person said, you don't have to pay for my things, but pay for your own things.
Okay, but let's keep it a buck. This is coming from his perspective. We don't know how this guy behaved on the date.
Right.
You know what I mean? There are a lot of times when men tell stories and they leave a lot out. Like, if you meet a guy and he's like, oh, yeah, my ex is so crazy. I'm like, what did you do? You know sure. what I mean? So sometimes these one-sided skew stories, he's like, oh, she was awful. She was this. She was that.
Right.
And it may not have been that. You
and
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
same
he could have been awful, and she's responding to his energy. We don't know, so I'll say that. But if she was just truly, we take him at face value, and this is how she was acting, I still, to me, like, I kind of feel like, you know, if you got it, you leave that and leave. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's nothing to me.
Okay, sometimes you find out the hard way. You need to do the proper research when you start dating. This woman on TikTok told a story about what she found when she Googled her boyfriend.
So, we were just on vacation together, and he lost his phone on Saturday. Hadn't talked to him since, and I got the sudden urge to just, like, Google him. I come across a baby registry. I call my best friend, and we go on Facebook, and we look up this bitch. I went to that girl's Instagram, and it was all there. The whole family picture was there. He was there holding the baby.
Oh, he's a family man.
You should do your research these days. You know, we didn't have this before, so it's odd to a lot of people, but I'm a big advocate of, like, researching who you date. Like,
yeah.
I need to know a little bit because you find out like that. And don't just look on their thing, you know, like, look at the tag photos, bitch. Look at his likes.
Oh, it's all about the tag photos.
See what he's into.
You
know what I mean?
You could, I've been thinking about this lately, like, even when I was on the dating apps, you could tell so much about a person by their profile. Like, one thing I realized on dating apps and on Instagram, if they have genuine captions, like, where they're being really authentic and they're telling, and they seem like normal, good people.
They still gonna send you a
dick. I'm so unattracted to that.
So what can you really tell about somebody in their dating profile? Like, what's something
Nothing.
That stuck out to you?
It doesn't matter. Men are gonna be gross. Men are so nasty on these apps, it's out of control.
It is, huh?
Yeah. It's out of control.
I can't believe I've missed this, like, entire
there, when
generation.
When I was on there, like, I would be like, hey, and he'd be like, hi, and he'd be like, you wanna I'm like, we didn't even say hi.
You did say hi.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All right. That is it for us tonight this Thursday, but there's always plenty more insanity where that came from. So set your DVR.
Yeah, set your
DVR. We will see you next week. Bye.